Ah!
I was wondering, were you going to remember to do the scream or if you were going to
I
clap?
listen, listen, I never don't want to scream.
Reasonable, very
Whether
reasonable.
the emotions vary, but the desire to scream is always there, you know?
Of course, of
Yeah,
course.
we live in a society where we have to lock down our emotions quite a bit. There's a lot of shit bubbling, mostly rage. So when the opportunity knocks and says, "Can you have a good out scream?" You know, I'm the first to answer that call. You know this about me.
So what does go to answer in a job interview is like, do you have any, particular skills you bring? Screaming. Do you want to hear try to hear my screaming?
That would have been. That would have been I don't know if that would have made the situation better or worse. It went okay, I think. I babble in interviews, and the lady it had to stop me and kind of go, "We have other questions we wish to ask you." Like, ah, yes. Would it help if I screamed? I could punctuate my answers by screaming. I can project. It's very handy in public speaking. If presentations are required as part of the role.
We're here to record a podcast.
We
It's
are,
been a
yes.
little bit since the last one because I got very sick again. I probably have or had a kidney infection. I'm on antibiotics, but also waiting on test results. I'm mostly better, but still very sleepy.
I'm sorry for your piss process and
Yeah,
your cystical
there
time.
was it wasn't visible, but apparently, according to like a test strip that the doctor put in it, there was signs of blood in it. It's
Ne that's
always
never where you want your blood. That's not the tube the blood's supposed to be in.
no, well,
Different tube.
it's meant to get filtered out first.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Journey of the Monkey King. Myself, Kriva, and my friend MJ.
Hello. Ah.
We're talking about Journey to the fucking West, chapter 83.
We're so west.
It has a weird, a very weird kind of gruesome magical suicide in it.
I've been told.
Yeah, and now I'm
Yeah.
telling everyone else.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Question mark.
Yeah. And so we have where we were in the story, there was a female monster who kidnapped Tripitaka because she wanted to marry and fuck him,
Yeah,
because
that sweet sexually transmitted immortality.
because he has never come, and
Which is
he
biologically unlikely.
Well, he's a very special Buddhist boy. He's the gold cicada or whatever.
That's gotta be bad for your whole situation down there. Is it a urologist that takes care of that? Can you recommend him a urologist?
No.
No, okay. I don't know science.
No, I'm saying no, I can't recommend him one. Not know that you're wrong.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's. I don't know. Sperm? Well, I've known some sperm in my time, but. I'm tired. Let's keep going.
Yeah, so Wukong has subdued the monster, and he is currently inside her stomach. And she is currently carrying Tripitaka on her back out of her cave. And
What?
sorry, it's just a weird thing just to recap.
I was just I was singing Mr. Brightside under my breath and swapping the word cage for cave.
Yeah, so anyway, they head out, and they when they meet with Baji and Wujing, Wukong tells her to open her mouth so he can come out. But he doesn't trust her that she won't try and like bite down at him as he tries to leave her mouth. So he just he turns the iron rod into a nail and kind of props up her mouth with it. So if she tries to bite down, it would not end well for her.
Ow.
And as he jumps out, he kind of jumps out and pulls the nail out with him, and she doesn't try and bite down on him, so it's fine. That doesn't happen.
Your gums, though.
She's fine. She isn't hurt by this because she didn't try and bite down. She does immediately pull out her swords and start trying to fight again, though.
Love it.
Baji complains, like, why the hell didn't he just kill her while he was inside her stomach? God's sake. Wujing is like, oh, we should go help him out in the fight. So they leave Tripitaka alone again. This is definitely a good idea.
Yeah. You gotta babysit the monk.
Yeah.
You don't watch them, they're gonna stick their fingers into plug sockets or I don't know where I was going with this. Like toddlers, I guess.
MJ, are you tired by any chance?
Quiva asked me if I was okay to record, and I said I'll just be more tangenty and stupid than even usual. Because I am blessed with the tism and had a job interview, those take a lot out of me. And it sort of feels like I've poured my ability to be a person into 1 45-minute segment, and that was supposed to last me the week. So
Yeah.
I will be quiet and listen and enjoy my story time, I guess.
Understandable.
Yeah. I'm not keeping up the facade that we do this whole entertainment thing professionally full time. We don't live in a country that facilitates that. There's not neither the funding nor the market, to be quite frank. So unless we're there, there's some like nerdy sugar mommy wants to pour two separate salaries into our Patreon, then like let's not pretend
Oh yeah.
here. If there is, please go ahead. Absolutely. I need a new everything.
Where the fuck was I? Oh yeah, okay, yeah. So
We're gonna get there. I swear to God, we're gonna find out what happens to this little monkey bastard next. They leave Tripitaka alone,
yeah.
and Wukong is bravely fighting this lady with a sword whose mouth he just jumped out of instead of like bursting her open.
Yeah.
And Wujing and Baji are like, we should probably help him with the evil demon situation. Tripitaka, alas, alone,
Yeah, yeah,
defenseless
yeah.
and delicious.
So that is the thing. As soon as she sees it's three against one, she's like, oh fuck this. She tosses her slipper in the air, which turns into like a decoy of herself, similar to what Wukong does. And as she's fleeing, she sees Tripitaka is completely unguarded again, grabs him in one arm, the luggage in the other, picks up the horse by the reins in her teeth, and flies back into the cave.
Whoa! Also, can we just pour one out for the horse?
The horse is a dragon. The horse could like turn into a dragon again whenever it wants, and it just doesn't
Yeah.
bother ever doing anything.
But he's just a little trooper, you know? Love that horse. What's his name? I'm sure he had a name.
No, he didn't. It's just like the Dragon
Does he
King's
even have a name?
son.
I want to see like so much fan fiction about that horse's slash dragon's presumably very rich in her life. Also, the bitch can fly.
Yeah, she, all the monsters can fly, basically,
All
there.
right, bitch can fly. Continue.
Yeah, the, what was it, that novel I mentioned reading before, like, Empress of Forever, where it's like a space opera, reinterpretation of Journey to the West,
Did you just say journey to the West?
shush.
The monkey is going to County Mayo. He's finally bringing home Sam.
That one turns the equivalent of the dragon horse is like a spaceship pilot woman who ends up being like the main character's love interest, so is a lesbian.
Nice. Lesbians in space. My favorite genre.
Lesbian dragon horses.
Please may I borrow that book at some point?
I got it from the library, so I don't have a copy, sorry.
That's fair. We're friends. Form a parasocial relationship with us. Sorry, group.
If you borrow a book from the library, it's like the entire country is your friend that you borrow books from.
Oh. Yeah.
On a strict time limit.
Librarians are so important. Yeah, we are. I won't say what I was gonna say. My partner's other partner is a librarian, and my mother thanked him for his service.
I do too.
Yeah. Shout out to Nick. Well done. He's an academic librarian, but the point still stands.
Yeah, so Baji successfully kills the slipper decoy, and Wukong, having seen this trick before, immediately realizes what has happened, and is pissed at the other two for abandoning Tripitaka. And when he sees the Tripitaka is gone again, he breaks down crying.
Oh.
Baji starts laughing, and Wukong just immediately is like, "Are you going to fucking say that we're going to disband the pilgrimage again?" He's like, no, it's just funny. Look, third time's the charm. You
Wu
just have
Jing
to
goes off
you
and
just
starts a
have
successful solo pilgrim career.
to
Just creative differences.
Yeah. But yeah, Baji's just like, third time's the charm. You've gone in twice already. Just go in one more time, it'll be grand. And Wukong says, "Okay, fine. You two stay here, guard the entrance so no one gets out, and you don't even have to worry about taking care of the luggage of the horse anymore. So it's fine. Just guard the entrance, you don't have to do anything else." So, not really bothering with a disguise this time, Wukong just walks up to the door of the monster's mansion and smashes it down. He's fairly pissed, but the house is abandoned. There is absolutely no one there. They haven't left the cave because, the three of the pilgrims have been at the entrance, but the cave is huge. It is apparently over 100 kilometers across, and the monster actually has a load of different residences throughout it. So she just packed up and moved on somewhere else.
We're not doing the conversions.
I pre-converted it. It's 300 miles, is what the translation used here. So that's like 300 li. So it's like over 100 kilometers. Okay, so Wukong starts throwing a bit of a tantrum. But he smells a whiff of incense on the breeze, and he follows his nose. He doesn't find anyone still, but there is a little altar with a plaque on it dedicated to the honored father Devaraja Li and the honored brother Nata, the third prince. And
Are they doing a sectarian again?
no.
No. Okay.
Wukong is very happy about this because he now has someone in up in he like a proper like person with a place up in heaven that he can hold responsible for this. He has someone he can sue.
Sun Wu Karen, you go and speak to that person's manager and
Yeah.
you get your monk back.
He goes to speak to God. He grabs the plaque, takes it as evidence, and heads to heaven to like bring a lawsuit
To
in
speak to
front of the
God's
Jade
manager.
Emperor.
Incredible.
We have the full legal complaint here.
Bitch took my monk.
The plaintiff, Sun Wukong, whose age and birthday are recorded here in the document, is the disciple of the priest Tripitaka Tong, who has been sent by the Tong court in the land of the East to seek scriptures in the Western Heaven. The complaint I lodge concerns the crime of abetting a monster in kidnapping a human. I hereby accuse Li Jing, the pagoda bearer Devaraja, along with Prince Nata, his son, of gross negligence in domestic affairs, which caused his own daughter to become a runaway. At the region below, she had assumed the form of monstrous perversity in the bottomless cave of Mount Void entrapping, bringing vexation and harm to countless humans. She has, at the moment, abducted my master into the crooked recesses of her habitation, where he cannot be found at all. I have no choice but to charge father and son with the act of great atrocity for allowing the daughter to become a spirit and to harm people. I beg you, therefore, to sustain in your great mercy my complaint and arrest the culprits so that perversity may be brought to submission, my master may be rescued, and the guilt of the offenders may be clearly established. In anticipation of your kind assistance, I hereby submit my complaint.
Yo, come get your daughter. She's drunk on demon bullshit.
Pretty much. I mean, this is also like I find this fun of the like plot the plot progression here is Wukong realizes there's someone he can sue and is delighted. But also it's very much like, hey, this bitch did something wrong. She's a woman, she's not a person. This is the responsibility of her dad. So I will sue him.
You don't like that. Do love a bit of Sun Wu Karen, bit of litigiousness.
It's also always fun when perversity is brought into submission.
Yeah, frequently.
Wukong heads up to heaven, he submits the complaint to the Jade Emperor. And the Jade Emperor's like, oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. And he tells the Gold Star Venus to issue a summons to Devaraja Li, and he gives Wukong permission to tag along. So Li is immediately not happy to see Wukong.
Few people are.
If you remember 80 chapters and 500 years ago,
I don't.
in the story, only like 4 years for us. Li and Nata were the ones who led the like heavenly armies that were sent to capture Wukong, and he's still a bit sore about having gotten his arse kicked.
Oh, and for Wukong, that was Tuesday. Yeah.
He is even less happy to hear that Wukong is suing him, and he is absolutely furious. Once he reads this, importantly, he has four children. His eldest son, Suvarnata, serves Buddha. His second son, Moksha, is a disciple of Guanyin. We've met him before. His
Yes.
third son, Nata, lives with him.
Fail, son.
He's one daughter, Zhen Ying, and she is seven. So what the fuck are you accusing my 7-year-old daughter of exactly here?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Well, why don't you know where your 7-year-old daughter is, sir?
No, he does. She lives here as well.
Okay, so it's not this bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he reminds Wukong that like he has authority enough that he's allowed to execute people even without the Jade Emperor's permission. And he orders Wukong tied up. Venus tries to calm Li down and like suggest, do you want to just answer the summons? And he's go, oh, I'll go see the Jade Emperor, don't worry. I'll just cut off Wukong's head first, then I'll go.
Yeah, just one quick thing, just a little errand I gotta run.
Wukong isn't too bothered by this. He says this, this is how it always goes for me. It goes badly, but I always win in the end.
Plus, if you chop off his head, don't you get like 7 Wukongs?
Yeah, he also has survived being decapitated before, but
Yeah.
I think mostly he's just become genre savvy at this point. He knows how these chapters go.
Just another monster of the week for Wukong.
So Li is about to bring a sword down on Wukong when Nata runs in, and blocks it with his own blade, and he tells his dad to calm down. Li, though, is terrified to see his son raise a sword against him, because of Nata's fucked up backstory that just gets dropped in the middle of the chapter. This is like these are existing mythological figures. This is a story that exists outside of just this novel. But Nata was born with Na on his left hand and Ta on his right hand. That's how he got his name. It was very imaginative. On the 3rd day after he was born, he decided to bathe in the ocean, and being like a god, this caused a huge like tidal wave of disaster. Knocked
Oh no.
over like Dragon King's palace.
Oh no. Poor baby.
He then decided to rip out the dragon's tendons to use as a belt. He was 3 days old. He was perhaps not the best decision maker at this point.
No, most people haven't got the hang of moving their head correctly by then.
So when Li learned about this, he tried to kill his son to prevent any further disasters. This pissed Nat off so much that he used a knife to cut off his own flesh to give back to his mother and carve up his own bones to give back to his father as a kind of, well, fuck you to his parents.
Wow, I see why he's still living at home. Do we know what Nata means?
No, I don't know. I don't know. So after destroying his body, his soul went to the Western Heaven to bitch to Buddha.
Yeah.
And Buddha used the roots of a lotus to recreate Nata's bones and bring him back to life. And Nata's new body was extremely powerful, and he defeated 96 demons before going on to seek revenge against his dad. So Li went to Buddha himself, who obviously wanted peace because he's Buddha,
Yeah.
and Buddha gave Li a golden pagoda to carry, which symbolizes Buddha himself, who is sort of not his true father in a way, because he remade his body.
Well, if the bones come from the dad, then yeah.
And the pagoda reminds Nata of this and calms him down. And this is also why Li Jing is called the Pagoda Bearer. But because Li was relaxing at home, he wasn't carrying his pagoda around. He's like, "Oh no, I wasn't carrying my pagoda. My son is going to kill me. Is trying to kill me because of this." It's a very
Yeah.
weird family dynamic.
Yeah, it's tense. It's tense.
So he thinks that is trying to murder him because of this. So he grabs the pagoda. He grabs the pagoda off its stand, and he's like, "Son, what are you doing?" And Nat is like, "Dad, you do have another daughter?" And he's like, "What? No, I don't. There's just the four of you." And he's like, "No, Dad, did you forget that you adopted a monster spirit 300 years ago? She stole some flowers and candles from Buddha, and we were sent to capture her, but Buddha took mercy on her, and in gratitude, she took you in as a dad. We gave her that plaque that Wukong has. Do you remember this?"
How am I supposed to keep track of how many children I have? Five is too
I
many.
don't. I, this doesn't ring any bells. What literally doesn't remember her name.
No wonder she's acting out.
This is one of us. I'm gonna make a topical political joke here. This is what it must be like to have Boris Johnson for a dad.
Amazing.
Zoom's noise cancelling is cutting it out of the noise, but I promise you, MJ did laugh at that. I am funny, I promise.
Zoom is cutting out laughter.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything there.
First, your cat's meowing, and now laughter.
It hates joy.
It hates joy. Fuck you, Zoom lady.
The noise cancellation is usually quite good. It does make editing easier, but yeah, it's not great for the laughing.
I will now just scream at random points during the podcast.
Fair. Maybe I should use something more suited to podcasting, but I've already paid for Zoom and it was expensive.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Her original name was the Golden-Nosed White-Haired Rodent Spirit. But after she stole flowers and candles from Buddha, she became known as a name I think is actually quite cool. And I don't really know why she got this name, but it bisected Guan Yin.
Bisected Guanyin. That goes hard. I'm
Yeah.
gonna.
Don't really know what they mean by it, but it's cool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But these days she goes by Mistress Ground Rushing.
Yeah, well, we know who's bringing the perversion into submission.
So Lee is pretty fucking embarrassed about this. And he goes to try and tie Wukong, and Wukong is like, "Oh no, you are not untying me. I am going back in front of the Jade Emperor like this." He is going into court with a fake cast and neck brace on. And he's just like, "This looks amazing for my case. I am not letting you untie me."
Beautiful.
Lee begs Venus to help him out here, and Venus is like, "Wukong, please let me untie you." And Wukong's like, No, it's fine. I will simply roll myself back to court."
Beautiful.
Venus is like, "Please, for all the times I've helped you in the past." And he's like, "What?" Wukong is like, "What are you talking about? What have you ever done for me?" Because this is actually accurate. This is from previous chapters. Venus has like advocated for Wukong, for, like mercy for Wukong multiple times. When Wukong wasn't there, he was like the guy who suggested just giving him a job, a like made up job of Ban
Yes.
Horse Plague rather than dealing with him the first time after
Dealing with a
he.
narcissist in your organization, yes.
Yes, exactly. After Wukong threw a hissy fit and demanded to be called the great sage equal to heaven, he was the one who said to the Jade Emperor's like, just give him the title, whatever.
Let make him feel important. Give him something. Put him somewhere where he can't cause trouble. It's just easier. Trust me, friend.
And Wukong after Venus says this, he does agree to let himself be untied as a favor to Venus. So Wukong is still like, okay, let's go back to the court, let's bring this in front of the Jade Emperor. And Venus is like, oh, come on, let's just have calm down, let's all have a cup of tea together first. And Wukong is like, oh, you're getting tea from Lee? You're taking a bribe, is it?
Oh,
From
for
the one
fuck's
accused? Is
sake.
that what you're doing? And he's like, no, okay, I'm not taking your bribe. It's, okay, we'll go now. But Lee doesn't want this trouble. He doesn't want to have to fucking do a court case. So he reminds Wukong that one day in heaven is 1 year on earth.
Oh, shit.
And trials tend to drag on. He's like,
Yeah.
if we're at this for like a few weeks, what do you think is going to happen to Tripitaka in the meantime?
Your monk is dead.
I think Ahsoka just jumped into the box, by the way.
The box? She is in the
Ahsoka?
box?
Are you in the box? I think I heard you go in the box. Sorry, very entertained by cat being in a box
Yeah,
for a
sorry, I
moment
heard her
there.
meowing this time.
Oh, hell yeah.
So cute.
Good girl.
Hello. Like a little ghost. Look at that tail.
She's joining me on the desk now.
She is a very important assistant.
Yeah, so Wukong agrees to drop the charges if Lee will gather his army right now and come to help put the situation fix the situation. And so Lee agrees to that. They send Venus back to the Jade Emperor to say that the case has been settled outside of court, and they've come to an amicable solution. So Lee and Nata gather their army and head back to the cave with Wukong. They immediately start squabbling over who is going to lead the army. And to cut it short, Lee says, okay, Wukong, Nata, you just go jointly lead the troops. I will stay with Baji and Wu Jing to guard the entrance. Everything's fine. And they go and they start scouring the cave, but they still, even with an army, cannot find the monster spirit. They cannot find bisected Guan Yin or Tripitaka. Because she has there's a little sub cave in the southeast corner
A
of the
sub
cave.
cave, you say, where Mistress Ground Rush does her work.
Yes.
This is a not a consensual situation. That's not appropriate to joke about it. I'm sorry.
So their height, yeah, her and all her minions, and with Tripitaka have crammed into this hiding space in the southeast corner. But unfortunately for her, just as one of Lee's troops is going on patrol past, one of her minions decides to peek its head out and have a look, giving away the hiding spot.
Ah.
And because all of the monsters are packed into this one small cave, there is nowhere to run to. They are surrounded, crammed in, and fucked. So, Ground Rushing immediately surrenders and begs for mercy. Nata has all the monsters tied up, and Wukong finds and rescues Tripitaka, the luggage, and the dragon horse.
Yeah,
And
I'm glad the horse was okay.
yeah, the horse is fine. And so, with the kind of family affairs sorted out, Lee and Nata bring Ground Rushing back to heaven to face punishment for being a monster and eating people and such, and trying and kidnapping the Tang Monk.
Yeah, in this case, she fucked up, you
Yeah.
know?
Justice for Bisect. Well, no, not justice. No, she's wrong, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
I mean,
I want things to
it's
work out for Bisected Guanyin, because it's a cool fucking name.
a very cool fucking name, but there's a matter of, you know, trying to unconsensually, you know, rape immortality out of a, you know, we don't like that. We don't like that.
But yeah, yeah, they head back to heaven, and the pilgrims head back on the road. Next chapter, I am excited to get to.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite bits. It's nonsense. It's great.
I love a bit of nonsense.
I will just give I will just read the first line of it, because it's more to do with this chapter than lands the next chapter, and it's
Ooh,
just
teasers.
the phrasing is just kind of funny. We were telling you about how Tripitaka Tong had safeguarded his primal yang and escaped the bitter ordeal of the fair sex. I just found the bitter ordeal of the fair sex a funny
Bitter.
phrase.
Never felt a bitter myself.
Well, maybe he's gay.
You have taste buds? What?
I see. I see where you're. I see the innuendo now.
You see it? Yeah, it's not my best. It's not my best.
I'm but a pure, innocent-minded, girl.
Sorry, did Zoom get
Yeah, a
that
little
laughter?
bit.
All right, I won't embarrass you more than I have.
Podcast. I like doing these. They're fun. I hope to stop
Yeah.
getting sick constantly.
I hope to have a functioning-ish brain. I don't wonder. You know? We're not looking like for the most, you know, most incredibly functioning brain. We just want a brain that's kind of, is I want a brain that's kind of like Ballyfermot, you know? It's parts of it are a little bit dodgy, but it's mostly all right.
Actually, another thing I said to you that I will definitely edit out, or did I say to you, actually, let's say goodbye to the podcast so I can hit stop recording.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. The places to find us are in show notes, I think.
I'm fucking I just have. I don't want to do social media anymore. Fuck
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Honestly, sorry.
I get that. I get that. I should actually, you know.